Good morning, brothers and sisters.
And 早上好，弟兄姊妹。
And a Merry Christmas to you.
祝大家圣诞快乐。
I don't know if around this time, if you've ever stopped by any of the places, the malls or the shops.
我目前这段时间，你再去某一些购物中心啊等等。
Or even if you drive by the Queen Center Mall, you'll see so many people there.
或者你开车经过那个 Queen 皇后区的购物中心，你会看到很多人都在那边。
And on the radio, I've been hearing a lot about people and what they've been doing for Christmas.
在电台里呢，我也听到很多有关为了准备过圣诞节，大家做各种各样的事。
How they've been trying to find the perfect gift.
很多人呢都想找到一个最好的礼物。
I remember one Christmas Eve.It was a Saturday, and some of my college friends were trying to get together.
我记得某一个圣诞节，大概是一个星期六的晚上，我们的一些那个大学同学呢，想大家那个聚一聚。
But since we were from all over, the central location happened to be this very big mall.
我们呢来自于不同的地方，我们决定聚会的地点中心地段呢是一个大的购物中心。
And perhaps it's because I wasn't thinking enough.
可能我也考虑不周。
Going to a mall on Christmas Eve.
在那个圣诞夜去那个购物中心呢。
I didn't even want to do any shopping.
我还没做很多那个购物。
I just wanted to have a meal with my college friends.
我只是想在那里和我大学里的朋友呢在一块儿吃顿饭。
I got to the mall and it must have taken a whole hour to try to find a parking spot.
我到了那个购物中心，花了一小时时间才找到一个停车的地点。
It's crazy.
太疯狂了。
And for those people and for those of us who go around trying to find the perfect gift this time of year, it can be very crazy.
如果大家某些都在准备在这个时间要找到一个最好的礼物的话，那肯定是发狂了。
So much so that one of the more popular songs this time of year.Is the singer says, "I just need a silent night."
所以呢，一个很有名的那个歌手的唱的最有趣的歌就是，我现在需要一个平安的夜晚。
I just need to take a break from it.
他我只是想呢，能够休息一下。
So we are going to take a break from it.
所以呢，我们今天呢也准备休息一下。
Because we can look at all the what this world does to Christmas and the commercializing of it.
我们现在这个世界的周遭，大家对那个圣诞节的商业化都看到了很多。
And I don't want us to miss the greatest gift that's already been given.
我不想让大家失去一个最伟大的礼物，已经给予我们的这个最伟大的礼物。
In fact, this morning we're going to look at two gifts.
我们呢要看，今天呢要来考察两个礼物。
The worst gift.
最糟的礼物。
And the greatest gift.
和最伟大的礼物。
And so we're going to look at the book of Romans this morning, Romans chapter 5.
我们呢今天要看那个罗马书第五章。
And I admit I tremble a little bit trying to preach from Romans.
因为呢要从那个罗马书来那个讲到呢我有点那个紧张。
And I apologize if I go over time today.
如果我今天会那个超时的话请大家原谅。
But Romans is a heavy book.
因为罗马书一个非常那个难懂的一本书。
And it's got some heavy ideas in it.
因为里边的里一些讲的一些道理呢非常那个重要。
And heavy concepts to understand.
还得有一些讲到的一些概念呢也很难理解。
But they are essential to understand.
但呢这是一个非常重要需要我们要理解的。
So let's look at Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
我们从罗马书第五章十二节。
Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sinned.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
For before the law was given, sin was in the world, but sin was not taken into account when there is no law.
没有律法之先，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。
Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who was a pattern of the one to come.
然而从亚当到摩西死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的也在他的权下，亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预象。
Here we have Paul describing a gift.
在这里呢，保罗给描述一个礼物。
And it's a gift that no one wanted.
这是没有人需要想要的一个礼物。
The worst gift possibly imaginable.
就是你可能想象到的最糟的一个礼物。
He gives the gift of sin.
也就是这个罪的这个礼物。
These gifts that we're going to be talking about today revolve around a theological concept.
我们今天大家要讨论的这个有关这个礼物呢，围绕着一个很重要的神学的一个观念。
And that concept is imputation.
这个概念就称之为英文叫 imputation， 可以中文把它翻成归咎、归罪或者归因于。
Imputation means the transferring of something。
所谓那个归因、归罪于，就是一种转换。
So Paul in the book of Philemon，
在腓利门书里边，那个保罗曾经讲到过。
He's writing to Philemon, a slave owner, about Onesimus, a runaway slave.
但讲在这里边，他讲到那些奴隶主对那个逃离的奴隶的一些事情。
Onesimus comes into Paul's care.
因为他到那个保罗这里来。
And comes to believe in the gospel.
来相信神的福音。
And Paul writes to Philemon and says, "If this slave owes you anything, charge it to my account."
保罗对那个腓利门说，如果这个奴隶亏负你什么或者欠你什么，都归在我的账上。
This is an illustration of imputation.
这呢就是有关归罪归因于的这个一个描述。
Take the debt that is owed by Onesimus.
就是说呢，把其他人欠负的这个债
And put it on me.
放到我的身上。
Paul says, I don't owe you money, but make his debt my own.
保罗这里说呢，我不欠你钱，但是把其他人欠你的东西呢，放到我的身上。
And so these two gifts that we're going to be talking about involve the gift of imputation.
所以呢，我们要今天讨论的这两种礼物呢，都是和那个归罪归因有关的。
Adam's imputation is a bad gift.
而那个从亚当来的这个归于亚当的这个礼物，从他来的这个礼物呢，是糟的这个礼物。
Paul says in the passage we read that sin entered the world through one man.
说呢，保罗这里说，罪是从一人入了这世界。
And death through sin, and this way death came to all men because all sinned.
死又是从罪来的，因为死临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
You remember the story in Genesis where God creates Adam and Eve and he puts them in the garden.
大家还记得在在创世纪里面，神创造了亚当，把他放置在伊甸园中。
And in Genesis chapter 2, he says, you can eat of anything, partake of anything but this one tree.
因为在这个经节章节里边讲到，神对亚当说，你可以吃树上园中各样树上的果子，但是你不能吃分别善恶树上的果子。
On the day you eat of it, you will die.
如果你吃的话，你的日子就那个日子你就必定死。
And fast forward to Genesis chapter 3.
在那个创世纪第三章
Adam and Eve are in the garden.
当时的亚当和夏娃呢，在伊甸园里。
And the serpent is in the garden too.
蛇呢也在伊甸园里。
And he offers the fruit to Adam and Eve.
他呢，蛇呢，让亚当伊娃呢吃那些东，吃那个树上的果子。
And the Satan says, "You will be like God if you eat it."
那个蛇对他说，如果你吃了这个果子，你就会像神一样。
You're not gonna die.
你不会死。
And they eat it.
就吃吧。
They disobeyed God.
他们违背了神。
And on that day, sin entered into the world.
所以到那一天开始，罪呢进入了我们这个世界。
And God said, when you eat of that fruit, you will die.
神说你吃那个果子的果子的日子你就当死。
And they died.
他们就死去了。
Spiritually and physically.
他们从身体上从灵里面死去了。
Spiritually they died because as soon as they disobeyed, they were cut off from God.
从属灵上来说，一旦他们 死了，他们就和神断绝了这个关系。
The perfect relationship they had with God in the garden was no more.
他们和神有一个完全的关系就不再有了。
They knew they were guilty of treason for in front of a Most High God.
因为他们知道他们有罪，他们在那个神面前背叛了神。
And they also died physically.
而且他们身体上的也那个死去了。
Not right away.
并不是马上。
But death came to every child of Adam and Eve.
但死亡呢，进入了亚当夏娃他们后代的每一个孩子。
And this sin and this death is imputed to us.
所以呢，这个死亡呢，就转换到植入到我们的身上。
This might not seem fair.
听上去好像不是很公平。
It definitely sounds like a horrible gift to give the rest of mankind.
听上去像一个非常糟糕的礼物给予我们今后的所有的世代的人。
But let's look at what Paul says about this.
但我们看是保罗对这个是怎么说的。
He says for the verse 13, for before the law was given, sin was in the world, but sin was not taken into account when there is no law.
他说呢，没有律法之前，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。
He's saying that sin was in the world even though there weren't any commands to break.
他说甚至在那个律法之前呢，已经罪已经有了。
God gave the commands through Moses.
神呢，通过摩西给了我们这个诫命律法。
But yet sin was still in the world.
但是罪呢，仍旧在这个世上。
And how do we know?
那我们怎么知道呢？
He says verse 14, death reigned.
他说这里说呢，死呢在罪在他的权罪过呢在死之下。
The effects of sin is death.
因为罪的这个结果功效是死亡。
And if you want to know whether you are under sin or not, you have to look whether there's death.
如果你想知道你是不是在死亡罪的辖制之下，你就看你是不是有死亡。
Look around yourself. Death reigns.
看你的周遭，那个死亡都在他的管辖之下。
You know physically, at some point in time, we will all have to die.
我们知道从身体上来说，在某个时间我们都会死亡。
And spiritually, we are all dead.
属灵上来说，我们也都死去了。
We would much rather go our own way than obey God.
我们愿意做自己的事情，而不愿意那个顺服神。
Just like Adam did.
就像那个亚当所做的那样。
So we have sin from Adam, and we have our own sin as well.
我们呢，从亚当而来的这个罪，也有我们自己的罪。
That's why it said that we are not sinners because we sin. We do sinful things because we are by nature sinful.
所以这句话说，我们并不是因为犯罪而变得有罪，而就是我们本身本性就是有罪的。
Again, it doesn't seem fair.
好像同样，大家会觉得这不是很公平。
But we know this is how the world works.
但我们知道这就是我们这个周遭的世界怎么运作的。
We know that what happens to our ancestors affects us.
我知道我们祖先发生了什么事情会影响到我们现在。
If you've ever watched those science fiction movies,
如果你看那些科幻片，
where someone goes back in time to change the future.
有些人呢穿越到过去能够来改变未来。
Say the bad guy goes back in the past and tries to kill off the ancestor, the hero.
比如说一个坏人穿越到过去，想把一个英雄那个杀掉。
So in the present time, the hero won't even exist.
所以在目前现实端的这个英雄就不会存在。
So we know what happens to our ancestors affects us.
所以我知道发生在我们祖先身上的事会影响到我们现在。
How much more is it with Adam?
所以呢，亚当有些什么呢？
Who was the first man?
他是第一个人类，人类第一个人。
And we also know this works for sin.
也就我们呢，就是从那个罪里来的。
We know that we suffer from other people's sin.
我们呢，从罪里边呢，受到了辖制。
Is this fair?
是不是那个公平呢？
Humanly speaking, it definitely doesn't feel that way.
从人的角度来说，肯定是不公平的。
But we know this to be true.
但我们知道这是真实的。
If there's a family member who's an alcoholic,
如果有家人那个酗酒，
who suffers for his sin,
他呢也是受到罪的辖制。
Certainly he suffers for his own sin,
他的自己本身受他自己本身罪的折磨。
But his spouse suffers from his sin.
他的那个配偶呢也受到影响。
His kids suffer from his sin.
他的孩子也会受到这个罪的影响。
Other people around him suffer from his sin.
他周围的人呢也受到他所犯的这个罪的影响。
This is how sin works.
这就是那个罪怎么
We don't even have to commit a sin to suffer from sin.
我们根本不需要犯罪而受到罪的那个折磨。
Paul says this sin from Adam affects us.
所以那个保罗这里说，这个从亚当来的罪呢，影响到我们。
It's imputed to us.
这呢是从那个亚当那边转换到我们这儿来。
The sin of Adam is our sin.
所以亚当的罪呢，也就是我们的罪。
We can't escape it.
我们无法逃避。
But at the end of verse 14, he gives us some hope.
但在那个第十四节的最后呢，他给了我们一些希望。
He says that Adam was a pattern of the one to come.
他说亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预象。
He's looking forward to a time when someone like Adam will appear.
他说在那个他在期望在将来有一个像亚当这样的人会过来。
When this gift of sin, this imputation of sin will be reversed.
就是说那个罪的遭的这个礼物呢传过来的礼物会被那个改变。
So we get to verse 15.
所以我们进入了那个第十五节。
But the gift is not like the trespass.
只是过犯不如恩赐。
That is the most hope-filled sentence.
真的是一个最有希望的一个经节。
We're all under sin and all die.
我们都有罪，我们都会死亡。
But the gift is not like the trespass.
但是过犯不如恩赐。
That is to say, the gift that God is going to give is not the same.
所以神给我们这个礼物这个恩赐呢不是过犯。
It's not even on the same level.
和那个过犯甚至不在一个层次上。
It does even more than reverse the first imputation.
对于那个改变那个最糟的礼物更甚。
Let's see what it does.
那他怎么做呢
?For the gift is not like the trespass, for if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many?
只是过犯不如恩赐，若因一人的过犯众人都死了，何况神的恩典？因那以耶稣基督一人恩典中的恩赏赐，岂不更加倍的临到众人吗？
Again, the gift of God is not like the result of the one man's sin. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation, but the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification.
因一人犯罪而定罪也不如恩赐。原来审判是由一人定罪，恩赐乃有许多过犯而称义。
For if by the trespass of the one man death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ?
若因一人的过犯死就因这一人做了王，何况那受洪恩又蒙恩赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？
Adam imputed to us his sin.
亚当呢带给我们的是那个罪。
Paul says Jesus comes with a gift that is greater.
保罗说呢那个耶稣基督带来最伟大的这个恩赐礼物。
An imputation that far outdoes the imputation of Adam's sin.
所以耶稣基督带来的远远的超过亚当带给我们的。
Turn your Bibles with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们再看哥林多后书第二章。
And it's the verse that Brother Jeff read before.
第五章。
2 Corinthians 5 verse 21.
哥林多后书第五章二十一节。
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面称为义，称为神的义。
Do you see in that verse there are actually two imputations?
这里看到这里的那个经节其实讲了两种的那个归咎转换。
There are two imputations of Christ in this passage.
耶稣基督在这里做了两次的那个转换。
First is an imputation to Christ.
第一个呢就是那个从那个转换到那个基督耶稣基督。
And the second is an imputation from Christ.
第二个呢是从耶稣基督转换到我们这里。
Paul says first, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us.
首先说呢神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
In other words, our sin is imputed onto Jesus.
也就是说呢我们所有的罪呢转换到了耶稣基督身上。
God is taking something that Christ does not have.
神呢把那些耶稣基督没有的罪
and applying it to Jesus.
把他呢送放到了耶稣基督身上。
God has been preparing this image for a long time.
神呢已经准备这个影像了很长时间了。
He's been doing it all the way from the Old Testament.
他从那个旧约开始就已经开始做这个工作。
When he gave the law to Moses, he instituted the sacrificial system.
他在那个给摩西诫命的时候呢也谈到了以色列人要遵循的那个献祭的制度。
And I was talking to a Jewish person about the sacrificial system, the Old Testament.
我呢曾经和犹太人呢讨论过那个旧约里边的献祭的这个制度。
He said, "Oh, I just thought God like killing little animals."
他说他看就像神呢把那个小动物杀死一样。
But that's not what God is doing.
这并不是神仅仅所做的。
God is foreshadowing what He is going to do with Jesus.
神呢在旧约里面呢是预表他耶稣基督要做的。
In the sacrificial system, God says, whenever you sin, you bring an animal to the temple.
在那个旧献祭里边神谈到如果不你犯罪你就把一个小动物呢带到祭坛这里来。
Because what happens with sin is it has to be punished or made up with blood.
所以呢罪呢必须要得到惩罚必须用血来偿还。
If you sin, you die.
如果你犯罪，你就要死了，死亡。
And so in the sacrificial system, you take your death and you put it on an animal.
所以在那个献祭赎罪的赎罪祭的时候呢，你把你的罪呢放到一个动物身上。
You are imputing your sin onto an animal.
所以你是把你的罪呢转换到一个动物的身上。
So when you sin, you bring like a dove or a sheep to the temple.
所以呢如果你犯罪了你就把一个驴子或者羊带到那个祭坛上来。
It doesn't have any sin.
这个因为这些动物没有任何罪。
When it gets sacrificed, it takes your sin.
它被献祭以后呢它就承受了你的罪。
God is teaching his people, sin is paid by death.
所以呢罪呢是由那个死亡来那个偿还的。
And even once a year on the Day of Atonement, the priest prays over, a goat.
所以呢，在那个献祭的时候呢，那个祭司呢，会把那个手呢放在那个羊的头上。
And he imputes all the sin of the nation onto that animal.
把所有以色列全国全族的这个罪呢，都放在这个动物的身上。
But of course, you have to do this every single time you sin.
但是呢每当你犯罪的时候呢你都要做同样的赎罪祭。
The book of Hebrews reveals that, the blood of animals can't atone for sin.
所以呢在希伯来书里边就谈到动物的那个血呢无法洗净你的罪。
Why?
为什么呢
?Because an animal doesn't have the same worth as a person.
因为那个动物呢没有人本身所有的罪。
It can't really die in your place.
他也没法为你而死。
So we come back to Romans.
所以我们回到那个罗马书。
And we come back to 2 Corinthians.
我们再来看那个第二那个哥林多后书。
And just like you impute your sin onto the sin of an onto an animal.
所以呢，你把在旧约里边把你我人的罪呢放到转到动物身上。
Paul says, in Christ, God takes your sin and he puts it on Jesus.
所以这里保罗说在基督里神呢把你的罪呢转换到了耶稣基督的身上。
He doesn't have any sin.
他本身没有任何罪。
Jesus lived a life that was perfectly in obedience to the Father.
他是一个完全的、完全顺服他父神的。
He didn't have to die for his own sin.
他不必为我们的罪而死。
The reason why he's up on a cross with criminals is because he's got our sin on him.
他被在十字架上受死，就因为他承受了我们所有的罪。
So as he's hanging on the cross, God the Father is looking at him.
在那个在十字架上的时候，那个父神看着他。
And he doesn't see his beloved son.
看到他的至亲的儿子。
He sees all the sin of the world what he hates.
所有的世上他所仇恨的这个罪都在他的身上。
So Jesus on the cross and he says, Father, why have you forsaken me?
所以耶稣基督在十字架上曾经说父神啊你为什么不拯救我。
God the Son that has been in perfect communion with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit from eternity past.
所以呢神的儿子和这个父神有一个完全的联合。
On the cross is separated.
但在那个十字架呢他们分隔开来。
As he takes on himself all of our sin.
因为他承受了我们所有的罪孽。
Isaiah chapter 53.
在以赛亚书53章
Verse 5.
第五节。
Speaking of Jesus, but he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities, the punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
哪知他为我们受过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
On the cross, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us.
所以在那个神呢为把没有罪的变成有罪的。
Our sin is imputed to the perfect Savior.
所以呢我们的罪呢转换到这个完全的救赎主的身上。
So the hymn writer can say, My sin, oh, the joy of that glorious thought.
所以呢我们所有的罪呢都转到了他的身上。
My sin, not in part, but the whole.
不是一部分是全部的罪。
Is nailed to the cross.
在那个十字架上被钉死了。
Bear it no more.
所以呢，我不再有罪了。
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh my God.
赞美我们的神。
The imputation to Christ.
所以呢，把所有的罪呢，都转换到了那个耶稣基督。
Our sin credited to his account.
所以我们犯的罪呢，都放在他的那个账户上了。
And punished by God.
由神来惩罚。
Now, if that were the gift, that would be the greatest gift ever.
这呢就是最伟大的礼物。
But there's more.
但是还有更好的。
The second half of that, the second Corinthians passage.
在那个格林多后书的第二部分。
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
神使我们使他那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Not only is our sin imputed to Jesus,
不仅我们的罪呢被指路转换到了耶稣基督身上。
But Jesus' righteousness is imputed to us.
耶稣基督的这个义呢也转换到我们的身上。
So then when God looks at us, what does he see?
所以神再来看我们，他看到些什么呢？
Does he see all the great stuff that we've done in this life?
是看我们所有在我们生命当中做的一些好事吗？
Does he see all our sins and our failures?
看我们所有犯过的罪和失败的地方吗？
No, he looks at us and he sees the righteousness of Christ.
因为他在我们身上看到了耶稣基督传给我们的义。
He's imputed us his righteousness.
所以耶稣基督把他的义传到了我们身上。
We don't have any righteousness.
我们本身没有任何的义。
And Christ takes his righteousness and he credits it to our account.
耶稣基督把他的那个义呢放到了我们的账户上。
That's why in Romans chapter 3 it says this.
所以在罗马书第三章讲到。
In verse 21, but now a righteousness from God apart from law has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify.
21节讲到，但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference.
就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
A righteousness apart from the law has appeared.
所以呢，神的义呢，在律法以外呢，已经显明出来。
A righteousness through the law is what all the Jews were doing at Jesus' time.
所有这些义呢，在耶稣基督时代，对于犹太人都是通过律法来体现的。
And it's what everyone does apart from Christ.
就是除了耶稣基督外，所有人都做的。
All I need to do is be good enough.
所以我们现在所要做的就是好就可以了。
All I have to do is do this and do this and do this.
所以要做的就做这个做那个。
And Paul says, stop!
所以现在说呢，不要这么做了。
There is a righteousness that has appeared.
那个神的义呢，已经显现出来了。
And you don't get it by being good enough.
你不需要做好事来那个显明这个义。
You get it through faith because Jesus was good enough.
你通过信来得到这个义，因为耶稣基督已经做了所有的好的律法。
And through faith, Jesus is willing to give you His righteousness.
通过相信你的通过相信耶稣基督把他的那个义传给了你。
So when we come before the judgment seat of God,
所以我们如果通过神到神的审判的面前
，You say, "I've got the righteousness of Christ."
你会说，我从耶稣基督得到了这个义。
What a great gift.
一个多伟大的这个恩赐和礼物。
What a great weight of our shoulders.
在我们肩上得到了这个礼物。
We don't have to try to get it good.
我们肩上的重担被卸下，我们不需要做好事。
We don't have to get our lives together perfectly.
我们不需要把我们的生活变得完全完美无瑕。
We don't have to try to be perfect on our own.
我们不需要自己努力成为完美。
The one who was perfect was perfect for us.
因为他已经为我们成就了这个完美。
He takes our sin and he gives us his righteousness.
他呢承受了我们的罪，给予了我们这个义。
Adam's sin imputed to us.
亚当呢把罪孽带给我们。
Our sin imputed to Christ.
而我们的罪呢，又被转换给了耶稣基督。
Christ's righteousness imputed to us.
耶稣基督的义呢，转给了我们。
Why did I choose to go to Romans on this Christmas Eve?
为什么我们在这个圣诞夜的时候呢，来考察罗马书
For 1600 years, the church has been celebrating Christmas on December 25th.
对，1600年来呢，基督教会呢一直在庆祝耶稣基督的诞生在12月25日。
Was Jesus born yesterday, 2000 years ago?
是不是耶稣基督就是2000年前呢，就是在这一天诞生的呢？
Probably not.
可能并不是这样。
In fact, we don't know the exact day that Jesus was born.
事实上我们并不知晓到底具体哪一天是耶稣基督诞生的日子。
But the church has been celebrating this many years because of one very important fact.
但是基督教会已经庆祝这个日子已经1000多年了，主要就是因为一个重要的事实。
Jesus was born.
耶稣基督诞生了。
As we look back in our Romans passage, Romans chapter 5,
我们再来回到看我们的罗马书第五章。
We see that Paul has based his argument on two facts.
保罗的这个观点呢，主要基于两个事实。
And without these two things, Paul's argument does not make any sense.
如果没有这两个基调呢，那个 保罗的这个观点的就没有任何那个意义了。
The first is he's relying on a historical Adam.
所以呢，第一个呢，就是他呢，他的观点是基于所谓历史上的这个亚当。
For this theology of sin to hold up, there must have been one Adam.
所以要我们这些罪在压在我们身上，必须有一个亚当的存在。
A real Adam who disobeyed God.
因为一个实际的那个事实上的亚当呢，违背了神。
And imputed sin and death to us.
把那些死亡罪孽呢，植入了我们身上。
If we take away that,
如果我们把这个带走的话，
we can pretty much throw out what Paul is writing here.
如果我们不相信这一点的话，那么保罗所有的这个观的那个教训的核心呢都不存在。
But the Bible tells it as fact.
但呢，那个圣经呢告诉我们作为一个事实。
All the genealogies point back to Adam.
因为我们所有人类的那个谱系传承，最终都是指向那个亚当。
Jesus genealogies in the Gospels.
在那个福音书里面，耶稣基督的那个家族谱系
，King David's genealogies in the Old Testament，
大卫王在旧约里大卫王的这个家族的传承
，They point to Adam being an actual historical person，
所以他们都指向亚当作为一个事实上存在的人物。
The other fact that Paul's relying on is this，
第二个事实，那个保罗仰仗的
，that there was a real historic。Jesus
就是历史上确实存在的耶稣基督。
He says this in 1 Corinthians.
在那个哥林多前书
，1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17.
在哥林多前书第十五章十七节。
And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins.
基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。
Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost.
就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。
If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men.
我们若靠基督，只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
The Christian faith relies on the existence of Jesus Christ.
我们基督徒的信仰仰赖依在于有实际存在的耶稣基督。
The other faiths in this world do not do this.
这个世界上其他的宗教信仰的并不是这样。
You do not need a historic Buddha to believe in Buddhism.
你不需要有一个历史上曾经存在过的那个菩萨来相信佛教。
You can just follow the teachings.
你只要那个遵循佛教的那个教训就可以了。
The only important thing about the Buddha is to give people hope that it's doable.
对佛教徒来说，只要是菩萨给予你这个希望，能够可以实行的希望就可以。
You don't need a Muhammad to believe in Islam.
你也不需要有一个历史上存在的穆罕默德来相信伊斯兰。
Maybe if Muhammad hadn't come around, maybe it would have been someone else.
也可以是穆罕默德，也可以是其他人。
But you cannot believe in Christianity without Jesus.
你不可能有那个基督教的基督的信仰，如果没有一个事实存在过的耶稣基督。
You can keep all of Jesus' teachings.
你可以那个持守所有的那个耶稣基督的教训。
You can take all the commands.
你可以遵守所有的律法诫命。
And you can keep all those.
你可以持守所有这一切。
You won't be a Christian.
你也仍然不是一个基督徒。
Because you need Christ.
因为你不相信基督。
Because without Christ, you still have sin.
因为没有基督，你还是有罪。
It needs to be Jesus.
你需要耶稣基督
or nobody.
没有其他人。
Animals can't pay for our sin.
没有那个任何动物能够来赎买我们的罪。
We need someone greater.
我们需要更重、更伟大的。
And God gave greater.
就是神给我们这个最伟大的。
God gave His one and only Son.
因为神给予我们他唯一的儿子。
God taking on human flesh.
这个他的儿子呢，成为那个人的样式。
And dying in our place.
在我们这里的地方死亡。
He can do that.
他可以这么做。
Because God's life is much more valuable than our lives.
因为神呢，对我们我们的生命呢也非常珍视。
It counts.
那也非常重要。
He can take all of our sin.
他呢可以承受我们所有的罪孽。
No one else can do that.
没有其他人可以这么做。
All of us as humans, we bear our own sin.
因为我们所有的罪人呢，都把我们的罪埋葬。
If we're going to be punished, we're going to be punished for our own sin.
我们要被惩罚，就因为我们自己的罪而被惩罚。
We can't carry anyone else's sin.
我们无法那个承受其他人的罪。
But of course, that's just theoretical because we all have sin.
但这是理论上而言，因为我们所有人都有罪。
But Jesus lived a perfect life and he took our sin.
耶稣基督有一个完全无瑕疵的生活，他承受了我们所有的罪。
So will you take this gift of imputation?
所以你愿意接受这个转换过来的这个最伟大的礼物吗？
We can follow in the steps of Abraham.
我们可以遵循亚伯拉罕的脚步。
Romans chapter 4.
罗马书第四章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness.
经上说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
Now when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation.
做工的得工价不算恩典，乃是该得到的。
However, to the man who does not work, but trust God who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness.
唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的，神他的信就算为义。
Abraham had faith.
亚伯拉罕有这个信心。
He trusted in the God who justifies sinners.
他呢相信神可以使罪得赦免。
And so he came to God as someone who did not have any righteousness of his own.
所以呢他来我们来到神的儿子面前没有任何罪的神的儿子。
Someone who was poor in spirit.
他是那个在灵里面的。
And he trusts God, God, you got to justify me because I'm not justified before you.
他说神啊你会称义我不在你面前称义。
And God credited to him as righteousness.
所以神呢就算为他的义。
God took a righteousness that was not his own and gave it to him.
神呢把不属于他的这个义呢给予他为义。
Christian, are you rejoicing in this fact?
所以作为基督徒我们对是不是为这个而喜乐呢？
Are you rejoicing in the fact that Jesus has done this double imputation on us?
是不是你感到喜乐？耶稣基督做了双重的转换。
Sometimes we can get wrapped up in the things of the world and we don't put our joy in the things that are the most joyful.
所以有时候呢，我们并没有对这个事情呢太过喜乐。
I remember one Sunday I was coming on here, I was driving around the neighborhood trying to find parking.
有一天呢，我到这里来，开车过来，我想找到一个停车的地方。
And it felt like a long time, and I finally found a spot.
花了很多时间呢，我都没找到停车的地方。
And I finally found one.
最后呢，我找到了一个停车的地方。
Oh, my heart was so joyful.
所以我感到非常高兴。
I said, "Praise God for the spot."
我呢，感谢神给我这个停车的地方。
And then in that moment, the conviction of God fell upon me.
神的那个就转到我身上。
You're so joyful about this little parking spot I gave you.
你对这个小小的那个得到的一个停车的地方就那么喜乐。
Are you joyful about the imputation of Christ?
那你是不是对神把那个转换给你的这个更喜乐？
Are you joyful that God took your sin and put it on Christ?
你是不是感到更喜乐？神把你的罪呢转到了耶稣基督身上。
Are you joyful that God took Jesus' righteousness and He gives it to you and imputes it to you?
你是不是更喜乐？神把耶稣基督上的义呢转换到你的身上。
If we really understand this passage,
所以我们要更好的理解这些经节。
Oh, this is a joyous season.
这是一个喜乐的时节。
Oh, we can join with the angels that appeared before the shepherds.
我们可以喜乐那个天使在那个牧羊人面前显现。
And declared good news of great joy.
是一个美好的消息，大的喜乐。
Good news of great joy, church.
是一个喜乐的教会。
Jesus came as a baby.
耶稣基督来像一个来像一个婴孩的来了。
To give us the gift of invitation.
是给予我们那个转换的那个最伟大的礼物。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we are in awe of your grace.
我们亲爱的父神，我们都在承受你的恩典。
Lord, we feel the sin of Adam working in us.
我们感到亚当的罪在我们身上。
That our every inclination of our heart is toward evil.
把我们的心灵变成罪过的。
We desire to do what we want to do and not be obedient to you.
我们想做我们自己想做的事，而不是顺服你。
We are in reality your enemies.
我们在事实中都是你的敌人。
Oh, but God, out of your great love,
由于你的爱
，You sent your Son Jesus to take on flesh.
你把你的儿子以人的样式来到我们面前。
To be born as a baby.
像一个婴孩，出生为一个婴孩。
To live a perfect life.
过一个完全无瑕疵的生活。
And to go to the cross.
上了十字架。
Bearing with him our sin.
承受了我们所有的罪孽。
That we might become the righteousness of God.
所以我们能够在你面前称义。
Oh, praise you, Father.
我们赞美敬拜你。
Fill our hearts with joy for the real truth of the gospel.
我们要我们的心中带有所有的那个救恩的喜乐。
Give us a joy that surpasses the joy of the angels.
也把那个从那个天使来的那个喜乐带给我们。
They knew it was great news.
来歌唱这个伟大的好消息。
But it wasn't great news to them.
并不是给他们的好消息。
It's great news for us.
是给我们的好消息。
So fill our hearts with joy in the season.
把我们的心灵充满这个快乐。
Help us to fall in love with your gospel more and more.
让我们更多的进入爱你的那个救恩。
And spread to all the world,
来那个到处传播这个好消息
，Good news of great joy,
来传播这个欢乐的美好的消息。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.